I am the being that people call God. I am the creator of your world. I am the creator of yourselves. I have come to you once in power, and now I come to you in love and tenderness. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the power and the love. You see, there is the out-breath and the in-breath of God, spoken of in many Eastern religions. The out-breath is the power of God, the outgoing trust that sends out the individualizations and the world of form. And then the in-breath is the action of love, where those who become aware of who they are, those who become aware of their source, return to the one in love. And how do you gain that awareness? And how do you become aware that the greatest love in your being is to be one with your source? You see, you cannot reach that awareness as long as you see your source as being outside of yourself, as being separate from yourself, as being different, other than yourself. Yet it is necessary in the act of creation to have the out-breath, to have the phase of power that sends out the individual spirit sparks and sends out the differentiated forms. Yet what has happened on Earth and on certain other planets that are not your concern is that the self-conscious beings, the individual spirit sparks, have become so focused on the power that sent them into this world that they have created an image that the power is all there is to God. And so, they look at the universe, they look up into the night sky, and they see the billions of stars, and they realize that the power that created this vast universe is so far beyond their own power. And oh, how easy it is for them to reason that that power must be outside themselves. It must come from some being up in the sky who is all-powerful. And so they build the image of the God in the sky, the all-powerful being. And then, when they separate themselves further from that God in the sky, fear enters the being. And when that fear is multiplied, they come to fear the being in the sky. They come to fear his will. And thus they build on to the image. And now it is not just a being in the sky, it is an angry being in the sky, a judgmental being who wants to impose his will upon them and restrict them and punish them. And then comes in those who who have used their gift of free will to rebel against the Creator, to rebel against their own source. And they want to control. And so they create a religion which says that unless you obey the angry God in the sky, you will burn forever in hell. But you see, my children, I am not the angry God in the sky, and I was never that God. Yes, I am in the sky, because without me was not anything made that was made. So my being is within everything. But you see, I am also in you. Because otherwise, how would you have been made? And that is why Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within you. And you will never find me as long as you are looking for me outside yourself. You see, my beloved, all of the people on planet Earth who are currently open to the spiritual path, the spiritual side of life, all of these people have reached the turning point where the out-breath stops and the in-breath is ready to begin. Yet, because the soul has separated itself from its source and has forgotten the original purpose for which it was created and has been misled into actually resisting that original purpose, the soul cannot of its own will merge itself, immerse itself in the in-breath of God that calls it back to oneness with its source. And so the soul is suspended in time and space in a no man's land where it does not know in which direction to move. It does not know how to free itself. It is trapped, but it is trapped only because it is worshipping an idol, a false image of God and God's intent. And so the soul knows that cycles have turned and it is time to start the in-breath, but it does not know how. It knows it needs to find something, and it keeps looking for it outside itself. And the catch-22 is that you can only start the in-breath, the return to spirit, by surrendering the outer will of the ego and merging yourself with a higher will that so many human beings call the will of God, the external God. And as long as you think that God is external, you will not want to submit yourself to it. Because deep within your soul knows that you cannot return to your source by submitting yourself to an external will. You can return to source only by reconnecting to the will of your own higher being that is inside yourself. And that is why Jesus said that the kingdom of God cannot come with observation. It cannot come by following an outer religion or an outer practice. The kingdom of God will not come for you as long as you are looking for it outside yourself. It will come only when you realize that it is inside yourself, because yourself is an individualization of your source. And so what is that self that is you? The self is the self that makes choices. And so many people have lost contact with that self to such a degree that many of their choices are subconscious, even unconscious. They have long ago given away their freedom to make free, conscious choices based on full knowledge, full wisdom of what the choice entails and what the consequences are. So they are allowing the forces of this world to make choices for them. Yet even that is a choice. I gave you the gift of free will. But you see, there are no free lunches, as they say. And the gift of free will comes with a price. You cannot stop choosing. At any moment, you are making choices. Even if you choose not to choose, you are still choosing. That is why the prophets of old said, choose life. Because if you do not choose life, you have chosen death. Death is the separation from your source. And your source is like a river that flows. And when you separate yourself from the flow of God, that is when you enter the consciousness of death. And so, what I desire so much to have all people realize is that my will is not external. My will is not a restriction of who you are. My will is to see you be all that I created you to be, a godly spiritual being who is participating in the great drama of life, the out-breath and the in-breath of God. You are flowing with a cosmic flow, started with the out-breath, and you are now at the point where you are ready, by your own choosing, to say, I have traveled far enough in this world of form. I have seen all there is to see, and I realize that behind the outer manifestations, even behind all of the beauty in this universe, there must be something more, and I want to know what it is. I am my own free choice. I am my own love. To find that more, I choose to open my heart and search for it. And when you come to that point that you can make that choice out of love and not out of fear, then you have started the in-breath of the return to your source. And some religions have described that process. But even those have given an incorrect image of the process. Because they make it seem like when you return to your source, you merge into the all and you cease to be. And so many human beings have looked at this scenario, and they have looked at the world and all the complications and all the suffering, and they have said, But if I am participating in this drama, just to return to a state of nothingness, of non-being, then what is the point of it all? Is it not meaningless? Is it just not just a treadmill, a merry-go-round? But you see, I did not create you for the purpose that you should go into the world and go through all kinds of suffering, only then to return and losing the individuality you have built in the process. I did not create you to just go out and return. I created you to go out, and in the process of going out and returning to oneness, you would become more than I created you to be. You see, my beloved, Jesus and Mother Mary have explained to this messenger that planet Earth is a schoolroom for your souls. You are here to learn and rise higher in the grades of life until you can pass the final exam and move to a higher level of learning. And so when you graduate from Earth, you move to the next level of the cosmic educational system. And then you start another process of growth that leads to another exam, and so on, and so forth. But that process does not go on forever. I am the creator of this world of form, including the material universe and all the many levels of the spiritual realm through which you can ascend. But as planet Earth is a schoolroom for your souls, the entire world of form is a schoolroom for your greater beings. And when you work your way through the levels, you can reach the point where your awareness is so expanded, yet you still retain your individuality. Your experience that you have built, your treasure laid up in heaven, that you are now at a level of awareness where you can create your own world. And by ascending to the levels in the world that I have created, you have gathered experience, you have internalized that experience to where you know how to create a world that will not collapse upon itself, that will not self-destruct, but that will indeed form an upward spiral, so that the spirit spark you send out of yourself can then grow and become more than you created them to be. And so you see, I am a cosmic teacher. I create a world out of myself, out of my own being. And then I create self-conscious extensions of myself. They are created in my image and likeness, but not in the fullness of the consciousness of a creator. I send them into the world, and if they are willing to follow the out-breath and in-breath, it becomes more through the force of love, then they too can become creators and create their own worlds. And this is how life is perpetuated and has been perpetuated. In a way that cannot be expressed in words, because the human mind and human words cannot comprehend the reality of the consciousness of God. You can experience that reality by going to the kingdom of God within you. But the moment you start processing that experience through the outer mind and the outer words, you must inevitably turn it into concepts that can be expressed in words, and therefore you run up against the limitation that if something is in existence, it must have had a beginning, and it must have an ending. And so, what was before the beginning? Was there ever a time when there was nothing? But you see, that line of reasoning has meaning for the world of form in which you live, because that world did have a beginning. It had a beginning with me when I reached the point where I decided to create, and I said, let there be light. And that world will have an ending when it returns to its source, but that ending will not be a cataclysmic ending where this world will burn in the fires of hell. It will be a self-transcendence, because the last spirit spark has reached the point of self-knowledge, of self-awareness, and therefore graduated. And so the world will not be burned or destroyed. It will simply rise to a higher level. And this is the concept that cannot be understood by the outer mind. And you might hear in the words that even the mind to which I am speaking this cannot verbalize the reality that I am, the reality that life is, because it cannot be verbalized, it cannot be described in a religious teaching, and thus, a religion was never given for the purpose of giving you the absolute truth about God, because the absolute truth about God is beyond what can be expressed in any words or concepts. It can, however, be experienced, and that experience is the highest meaning of the concept of the key of knowledge. The key of knowledge is what unlocks the door to the kingdom of God within you, and it is when you are willing to take a religious teaching only as a tool for stretching your mind until your outer mind become so perplexed by the contradictory questions it brings up that you finally get to the point where either through exhaustion or frustration or through realization, experience, and love, you give up trying to solve the cosmic enigma, the cosmic puzzle with the outer mind. And so you say, there must be another way. There must be a better way to understand the reality of God. And that is the moment where your mind, which is designed to serve in the out-breath, the outgoing cycle of you experiencing the world, where that mind can finally become still. And then you have a cosmic interval where the outer mind has become still, and in that stillness, the conscious you can then go beyond the outer mind and direct its attention within and discover the true kingdom, the reality of who you are and the source from which you came. That is the moment when your journey home begins. And that is the moment where I will be with you and where you have the opportunity to experience the unconditional love, the tenderness that I have for you, each one of you. Truly, I am a being far beyond the human limitations. My capacity one of my sons into this world to show you the unconditional love I have. Then those who could not understand that love, those who were not willing to open their hearts to that love, they took him, put him on a pedestal, and said, oh, God loved only Jesus. He loved him more than us, because Jesus was his only son. But you see, it is not so. Without me was not anything made that was made. I have created you out of my own being, and the force that drove me to create you was pure, unconditional love. And that love is beyond time and space. It has never diminished from the moment you were created. And no matter what you have done, no matter what sins you think you have made according to some outer human standard, my love for you is the same at this very instant that it was at the instant your spirit spark was created out of my own being. And therefore, at any moment in your journey in time and space, you can reconnect to that love, you can rediscover that love, and you can accept it into your being, where it will truly quicken you, because the perfect love will cast out all your fears, the fears that spring from separation, and the fear that you cannot return to your source because you have somehow compromised yourself and I will not receive you. But you see, I will always receive you when you use your free will to receive me. Drink me while I am drinking me, because truly you are here to become all that I am. And in the process of becoming all that I am, you become more than I am. I become more through you. And thus, all of creation is magnified. And thus, the God behind me, the God behind the creator of your world of form is magnified. And that God is truly a being, but that being is even beyond the comprehension of human beings. That being is a consciousness, an idea of life, an idea of growth that is beyond time, beyond space, beyond beginning, beyond ending. And so you say, if there is a process of growth that leads from a lower state to a higher state, where does it end? It must have an ending. But you see, there is no ending. Because consciousness can expand indefinitely. And there is no ending unless you decide that there is an ending to your consciousness. Unless you decide to set yourself apart from the flow of life and contract until you have contracted so much that you cannot maintain a sense of individuality, and thus you are obliterated in what some have seen as the fires of hell. But it is truly the fire of the love within you that will no longer allow the separation. So your individuality is returned to its source and then instantly recreated without any memory of what caused it to separate. So yes, there is the potential that a soul can die, what is called the second death. Because the soul that was, the soul that had become what it was through its journey in the world of form, is gone. Yet the original spirit spark, the original design, is instantly recreated and can then start another journey that hopefully will lead to a better result. And so there is beginning and ending, yet there is no beginning and ending. And this is the mystery and the enigma that you cannot solve with the human mind, but by being willing to stretch the mind theology of the meaning of God for which you came. And that is my highest will for you, that you experience who you really are, and that you then have the courage to express who you are in this world, so that the rest of this world can be awakened to the reality of its source, instead of going down into self-denial, the denial of its source. Because you see, the out-breath will inevitably turn into the in-breath. So all that has gone out will return to a sense of oneness with its source. And there are two ways to return. There is the return of self-annihilation, whereby the consciousness that was sent out obliterates itself to self-denial. And there is the consciousness, the way of return of self-transcendence, whereby the consciousness that was sent out grows to become all that it was created to be, and then goes on to become more. And in becoming that more, it is not obliterated. It is not returned to nothingness. It keeps expanding and growing. And this is the flow of life. Human beings love asking, why is this so? The answer cannot be formulated in a way that can be grasped by the human mind, but the answer can be experienced by going within. There is an answer. There is a reason. There is a meaning. The key to experiencing that answer is to experience love in the ultimate sense, to merge with love and become love, and then you will know the answer to the question of life. That answer is available to you at any time. Stretch your mind and find the answer. Stretch your mind and find me. Find my love, discover it, accept it, and let it transform your beings so you can be who you are and more. I seal you in my love, which knows no bounds and no conditions. It is done.